ഇത് ബെൻ സന്തിന്റെ വിസ്കി.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, where we find dedicated men spending long hours at their desks. Secretary Mildred Murfin knows never to interrupt them, unless it's a matter of importance.
Here we are, 3:30, just the time for buns and tea.
Thank you very much, Mildred. Just put my cup in the out tray, would you?
Don't you mean the in tray, sir?
No, there's no room in there. I'm growing some hyacinths in it.
Well, would you, Adam and Eve it? And you're working hard, Mr. Lamb. You must have been at it for a whole half an hour.
Yes, well, it's this job for the Ministry of Transport, Mildred. We're supposed to ease London's traffic problems.
Traffic problems?
The only way to ease London's traffic is to make all the streets one way, straight into the River Thames.
Well, you can scoff, number one, but I've discovered some amazing statistics. Did you know that by the year 2000, there'll be nearly 20 million cars in London?
Blimey, 20 million? That's thousands.
Exactly. Well, I've suggested that the Ministry should warn the public. If they want to cross the road, they'd better do it now.
Well, I don't know. My mum always says, forewarned is forearmed. Don't know why, though.
And the standard of driving is awful. It says here that in the Greater London area, a man is knocked down every 30 seconds.
Blimey. It's hardly worth his while to keep on getting up again, isn't it?
And did you know, Mildred, that if all the cars in Britain were laid end to end on the roads...
Aye, it'd be just like an average Sunday afternoon.
Well, this is hardly a laughing matter, you know, Mildred.
No, I don't suppose it is. And how come you're working so hard on it?
Well, it's just to keep Sir Gregory happy, really, the miserable old creep.
There you are.
Good morning, Sir Creepy. Sir Gregory. And may I say what a pleasure it is to see you on this fine, fine afternoon, and what may my number two and I have the pleasure of doing for you this day?
You can cut out the flannel for a start. Now then, what are you doing, Lamb?
Well, actually, I've been working quite hard.
We have been working quite hard.
We've been working quite hard, Sir Gregory, trying to solve London's traffic problems. And do you know, I've had several ideas already.
You amaze me.
Did you know, Sir Gregory, that if all the cars in Britain were laid end to end on the road...
Yes, some idiot would still pull out and try to overtake,
Don't forget it,
Lamb. In fact, you forget the whole thing, because I have a more immediate job for you.
Oh, and what would that be, Sir Gregory?
Cheese.
Oh, look, number one, Sir Gregory's smiling. I'm afraid he's stopped.
There's a big cheese exhibition going on at Olympia. Various trade delegations will be there, from France, Italy, and so on. And it's your job to talk to them and establish which cheeses they like. For overseas markets generally. Got it?
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. You make things so clear, as always.
Well, get along there and take a look at the cheese and don't put your foot in it.
Well, that's not likely, Sir Gregory. We'd have smelly shoes, wouldn't we? I say, number one, what's that peculiar smell?
That's the cheese. This is the great cheese exhibition. The one Sir Gregory talked about, do you remember?
Cheese? Oh, I'm not very fond of cheese. I thought he was talking about cheesecake.
I wonder why you come with those binoculars hanging round your neck. Anyway, come on.
Come on where?
Sir Gregory sent us here to find out if there are any new British cheeses worth sending to the common market countries or to the overseas market generally. There'll be cheese experts from all over the world, and we have to talk to them.
But I don't like cheese.
That makes no difference. Come on, the chairman's waiting for us on the platform.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to pay humble duty to the noblest of all commodities, cheese. all of us here are in the cheese business, and I'm sure you will pardon the jocular remark that it is more... Howsomever, to continue, we hope that all those who have come from abroad to sample our products will return home and... Blimey, I've lost my notes. We'll return home with lasting impressions of succulent British cheeses and cheese makers. Thank you. Hang on, there's one more thing. We are happy to have with us today two representatives of the government. Two gentlemen from Whitehall who would like to meet you all. They are Roland Lennox Clown and Mr. Richard Lump.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Scundale. Scundale's my name. Producer of world-famous Scundale cheese, with which you are fully cognizant, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. My number two here, he eats something else, don't you, number two?
Absolutely, yes. I can't get enough of it. It's wonderful stuff, yes.
Well, that's easily remedied. That's some of my Scundale there. Help yourself, lad.
Come on.
Don't stand on ceremony. Grab yourself an handful. My gow, it's good stuff, is Scundale, isn't it?
Oh, delightful, yes.
My pride and joy is this. Good enough for sending overseas, isn't it?
Oh, yes, without any doubt. In fact, I'd say that was the best thing to be done with it.
Mr. Scundale, are you the judge of all these cheeses?
Me? Oh, no. I'd be prejudiced, being on show myself.
Good heavens, you're an exhibit too?
No. He means having his pride and joy on show number two.
Oh, really? What section's that in?
Who is the judge, Mr. Scundale?
That's her over there, wearing a white jumper with green stripes.
That's a judge? I thought she was a giant piece of gorgonzola.
Number two, are you wearing braces?
No, why?
Then you better belt up.
Lady Slatherin Sloan, would you mind? She's coming over.
Oh, hello.
Lady Slatherin Sloan.
Yes.
Mr. Bendix Brown and Mr. Gump.
Good afternoon.
How do you do?
Well, Lady Slathering Sloan.
No, call me Bunty. Everyone else does.
Very well, Bunty.
Yes.
We have to make a report to the Permanent Undersecretary on the suitability or otherwise of the various cheeses on show for a crash campaign on the export market.
Oh.
So, could we meet some of the exhibitors?
Oh, well, of course. Walk this way.
Well, that won't be easy without high heels and a handbag.
Now, here is one of our most successful exhibitors. These two chappies are from Whitehall. They want to find out if your cheese is good enough for export.
Oh, my golly, good enough, yes. You know, my cheese is being made only from milk from the best of goats. Please be sampling.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Come on, try some. Try some, number two. Jolly nice, isn't it?
Is it not too lovely?
Very good. Yeah. Well, yes. Have another.
I'm calling it Rumpa Spoon Cheesing.
But why?
On accounting of my name, you see, which is being Rumpa Sadharibai Spoon in Aldi Mokuki.
Well now, Mr. Muckercheese.
Muckercheese. And I'm telling you one more thing about my cheese.
Yes?
It is coming in all different colorings. The yellow one by this side is 2 months old. The orangey one by this side is 6 months old. The red one by the other side is 1 year old.
What about the green one by this side that we're eating?
Greeny one. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. that is not being cheesing. That is being washy-washy soap what I am taking home to my lady wife.
Oh, there you are, you two. I thought I'd lost you.
Well, you weren't alone. We thought we'd lost us, too.
Well, now you're here again. I'd like you to meet one of our most prolific producers, Mr. Alex Brown, Mr. Lamb. This is Mr. McDivil.
How do you do? Here, try a piece of that devil's fine old Highland crumble.
Thank you very much. Oh, come on, have some, number two.
Oh, very well, thank you.
Oh, by George, this is...
Hey.
What's in it, Mr. McDibble?
I tell you, the milk from the finest Highland cows, with a wee bit of mixture of my own added in.
Your own milk?
No, pure Loch Water and fish meal.
Fish meal?
Aye, that's the way the McDibbles have made their fine old Highland crumble cheese for centuries. And mark my words.
Aye, we will too.
One of these days we'll manage to sell some. Here, help yourself to another wee piece.
Ivan, I think we have thrown the stupid British Secret Service agent off the smell.
You mean off the scent, Tanya? Hmm? But you are right. This stupid British Secret Service agent will not think of looking for us here in the cheese exhibition.
He might.
Why?
Because we are Kurds. And we... and we came this way.
Tanya, have you a safe place for the microfilm capsule?
Yes, Ivan. It is safe. But it tickles.
Tell me, Tanya, where is it that it tickles, eh?
It is between my... People may be listening, Ivan.
Whisper it to me, Tanya. Where is the microfilm?
Oh, persistent Ivan. Oh. It is between my toes.
I do not like it, Tanya. It is dangerous.
Why, Ivan?
You may put your foot in it. Give me the capsule.
Very well, Ivan. Wait while I take off my Russian boot. There. Now, what are you going to do with the microfilm?
I am going to... Look, coming through the door, the stupid British Secret Service agent. Hide the microfilm, Tanya. Bury it as deep as you can.
Bury it where, Ivan?
In one of those big cheeses. Quick, he is coming this way. Quickly, Tanya, quickly. Have you done it?
Da. It is done.
Clever Tanya. Oh, silly Ivan.
Why?
It is not the stupid British Secret Service agent after all. Give me back the microfilm capsule, Tanya.
But you told me to bury it in one of these big cheeses.
I know. Which one is it?
Ivan, that is a very good question.
Oh, you silly Tanya, you.
Well, I must say, number two, it's all very ordinary so far, isn't it? It's just, it's just cheese, isn't it? Precisely, that's what I was thinking. Looking a bit on the mottled side, try a piece of this extra ripe Stilton to settle your stomach. There's no talking to you sometimes, is there, number two? I beg your pardon?
I didn't say anything, number one.
I thought I heard you say psst.
No, that was me.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Pist?
No. My name's not Pist. It's Snetherthwaite.
Oh, well, then, how do you do, Mr. Snetherthwaite?
Nicely, thank you, nicely. Now, what's the matter with your mate? Been missing his scrub, has he?
No.
Look, a bit of my super special Sneth cheddar will fix him up. Have you had any?
Well, I can't recall having any.
Be funny if you had. This is the first time I've put it on show. Listen, are you them two blokes from Whitehall what are looking for a cheese you can flog overseas?
Yes, that's right.
You've got it made. Slip around this corner here and you can come to our cheese and wine party. Come on.
Did you hear that, number two? We're going to a cheese and wine party. Oh, yes, I thought you'd be pleased. Now come along. Hold my hand as you dry your tears. Come.
Right, old gents, help yourselves. But before you do, meet my wife, Lolita.
How do you do, madam?
Hello.
Yes, Mrs. Snetherthwaite.
And just call me Humbert.
Humbert, you said a cheese and wine party. I see plenty of cheese, but where's the wine?
In the cheese. That's the secret of it, you see.
Say, what a splendid idea. Oh, yes, rather tasty, isn't it? What's this? Was it your idea, Mr. Humbert?
Before he says yes, the answer's no. I thought of it.
Ah, no, you didn't, you silly old faggot. That was the prunish blue teeth you thought up. The one we put on show last year.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that then.
Well, I bet you them as had some haven't forgotten. Yeah, very fortifying, they said it was. Kept them going a long time, did that prunish blue cheese.
Well, I must say that it is remarkably good eating. I thought you didn't like cheese, number two.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but this is...
Half a pound of that inside you and you could swim the channel. Underwater. Listen, talking about foreign parts, what about that export lot, eh? What do you say?
Humbert, I think you can safely say that you stand an excellent chance of... yes, an excellent chance of receiving government backing so long as your cows hold out.
Cows? What's cows got to do with it?
But surely you use cow's milk to make your cheese.
But we haven't got no cows.
What she means is we don't have our own cows.
And we don't have anybody else
who does. Bell cows! Gabby old flea bag. Enjoying it, gentlemen?
Yes, that's very good. Yes, it's positively splendid.
Yeah, therapeutic. Definitely therapeutic.
Yes, and I'm going to ring Sir Gregory right away and tell him that we found a cheese that is going to stagger connoisseurs throughout the world.
Stagger them? That's another one. You couldn't have thought of a better word.
Tanya.
Yes, Ivan.
I am finished.
How do you mean, finished?
I can eat no more. I am cheesed off with cheese.
But you must go on, Ivan. We still haven't found the microfilm capsule. And here is only one cheese left. You must not stop now. The commissar will not like it.
He doesn't have to eat it. Listen, Tanya, why do we not just steal this last cheese and remove the microfilm capsule later,
A good idea. When nobody is looking, you pick up the cheese and drop it into my bag.
Now.
Excuse me. Thank you. Here you are, Joe. This one will do.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, wait. Where are you going with that cheese?
Well, I need it up on a platform. Sorry. Righto, Joe. That's a lot.
Well, let's go on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to what I might call the piece de resistance of our show. The cheese-eating contest. Conducted by our guest of honour, Mr. Mortimer Thripp from the BBC.
Thank you. Would those of you who would like to enter please step up on the platform?
Ivan, here is our chance. Oh. You must enter quickly. Choose the cheese with the microfilm capsule in it. Ivan! Ivan, what a time to go to sleep on the floor!
I say, is something wrong? Is your friend ill?
No, he's just tired.
Oh, poor chap. Did he have a late night?
Did he really?
I say, you're a foreigner, aren't you? You must be one of the overseas buyers I've been told to look out for. Is there anything I can do for you?
What would you like to do for me, handsome Englishman?
Well, could I get you a glass of water?
I am full of desire for one thing.
Are you? Perhaps I'd better have the glass of water.
I want that cheese.
Oh, which one?
There, up on the platform, next to the redskin.
Redskin? Oh, I don't think he is really. He's just sunburned.
No. I mean, I want the cheese next to the cheese with the red skin. Will you get it for me, handsome Englishman?
But that's been put there as part of the cheese for the eating contest, so I really don't...
Tanya would give anything for that cheese.
Anything?
Anything.
If I get it for you, Tanya...
Yes, Englishman?
Once you've got it... Tanya?
Yes?
Could I Could I have a nibble? Excuse me, I'll go and get it. Mr. Flip?
Thrip, do you mind?
Oh, my.
What is it? Oh, you're one of those ministry people, aren't you?
Lamb, Richard Lamb. I was wondering if I could have that cheese.
No, this one.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you can. What a wonderful gesture. Ladies and gentlemen, I have much pleasure in announcing that one of our honored guests has volunteered to take part in the cheese-eating contest.
Is it a sec? I really don't want to eat it.
And we're about ready to begin, so if you'll just gather round, please gather round. Thank you. The rules are quite simple. All these cheeses weigh 5 pounds. And whoever gets through his first wins. All crumbs to be carefully picked up with a wet finger and consumed. Any amount of non-alcoholic beverages may be imbibed during the contest. Right. Stand by your cheeses. Ready, Mr. Lang?
You don't understand.
He does sound eager to get at it, doesn't he? Right there. Oh!
Come on, keep it up, number two. You're doing very well. I know, but it's good public relations. And you've only about another 2.5 pounds to get through.
Oh, how's the rest of the field doing, Mr. Snethersoyts?
Well, that fat fella at the end of the table is the one to watch, you know. He's got a nice cheese in his style, he has. Doesn't waste much time chewing, he just swallows it whole.
Hey, how about trying that yourself, number two? Well, of course, if you won't cooperate.
Matter of fact, that black bloke won't give any trouble. Now I come to notice something.
You don't think he'll be in the running at the end?
He'll be in the running long before that. I just noticed that's a lump of my Lolita's prunish blue he's got there. Yes, that'll fix him.
Ivan, soon the Englishman will be finding the microfilm capsule in his cheese. When he does, you must seize it and fly.
It will be dangerous, Tanya.
What is danger when you might get the order of the crossed plowshares, second class?
The Englishman might bite my fingers. He is no longer seeing what he's eating.
There. What is that I see peeping out through the cheese hole? Oh. It is the capsule. Oh. Quickly, Ivan, quickly.
All right.
I said, look at number one. It's a pretty red jelly baby. What's it doing in my cheese?
Jelly baby? Let me have a look. No, it's too hard for a jelly baby. I think it's a giant licorice all sort.
Oh, good. I like licorice all sorts.
Yes, but we don't want to have you disqualified from the contest, do we? So, just give it to me. I'll have it. Yeah, it's rather tasty, actually.
Ivan, you swallowed the capsule. Oh. Why did you not move more quickly?
Because I am thinking, Tanya. On my uniform, there is no room left for the cross plowshares.
Oh, good morning, Sir Gregory.
Gentlemen, come in. Good of you to come round so quickly. I wanted to tell you, the minister's pleased. Yes, very pleased indeed. Not only did you recover a microfilm of our new secret weapon and prevent it from falling into the wrong hands, but you carried out your original mission admirably. Snethersweet's Sned Cheddar Cheese has made a sensational entry into the overseas markets. It has them reeling.
Oh, reeling. I'm not surprised. Are you, number two?
No, not at all, considering what's in it. I mean, with all that...
Exactly, yes, sir. Now, would that be all?
Yes, I think so, apart from congratulating you, Lamb, on your gastronomic success at the cheese exhibition. Very good for our image, my boy. Keep it up.
Well, actually, it is up, Sir Gregory. I couldn't keep it down.
All right, come along, number two. We have work to do.
Goodbye, Sir Gregory. Number one, did he say they'd recovered the microfilm capsule? How did that happen?
Let us not go into details, number two. Let's just say that I got it back.
Oh, there you are, gents. I've been waiting to see you. Wanted to thank you for your support. My Snedgenner is cleaning up.
Yes, so we hear, Mr. Snetherthwaite. Actually, there's one thing I wanted to clean up with you, too.
Yes?
Your wife said something about not having any cows. How do you make your cheese without them?
Well, mate, confidentially, we don't make cheese at all.
No?
No. It's made already. What we do is we find some mouldy old lumps of cheddar, then we leave it to brew up a bit in Australian sherry, you see. And after that, we pickle it in rum and leave it to mature.
For how long?
About half an hour. Then we douse it in brandy, top it off with a sprinkling of gin, and it's ready.
And that's the cheese we've put on the overseas market with government approval and backing?
Yeah, that's right. And I've got a secondary industry starting up, too.
All right, tell us. We might as well hear the worst.
This'll really set the world alight. Cheese-flavoured wine. Snethersburger. Like to handle that, too, would you? Now, you can have a choice. You can have either a cheese and wine party or a wine and cheese party.
No, thank you, Mrs. Snetherthwaite, but thanks for the offer. And goodbye and good riddance. Anyway, good luck, anyway.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Lamb, they asked me at the cheese exhibition to tell you that your prize for winning the contest has been fixed up.
Oh, really? Oh, good. What is it?
£5 of Lolita's prunish blue a day for life.
What? Oh, my God!
Making an exhibition of themselves tonight as the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Playing cat and mouse were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham and Brian Squires. Tonight's script is written by Tom Meehan. Technical production was by Ian Kinnear and Oliver Hart. Our director was Don Ridgway.